For many minorities, this month's events in Charlottesville, Virginia, and the response to them come as no surprise. Other Americans have interpreted the events as isolated and rare. A Midwest researcher is working to resolve the disconnect and provide tools to reduce inequality. Jessica Welburn Page, co-author of Getting Respect, says white supremacist and Nazi rallies may not be representative of the majority, but there's much more to consider.
It's easy at moments like this to focus on the extremists, to focus on the white nationalists, but there are a lot of people that continue in micro and macro level ways to do things that support and uphold and sustain racial inequality in the U.S.
In Indiana, efforts for the last few years to pass legislation to prohibit racial profiling and to require law enforcement to keep track of who gets pulled over in the state have failed. In 2015, seven bills authored by African-American Democratic lawmakers didn't even get hearings. Welburn Page says the people who are unaware of the predominance of racial inequality have the facts available at their fingertips.
Google quickly black-white incarceration rates and find the disparities or the differences in incarceration rates in your state within seconds. If you don't know, it's so easy to start becoming informed.
Welburn Page says she has reams of study respondents' accounts of racial inequality in their daily lives. She says she has days in which she's not convinced that even friends and allies are truly committed to creating change. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.